This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, March 8th. Starting off the day with a thunderstorm before turning windy and mostly cloudy later in the day with a high of 74, it will cool off significantly moving into the evening with a low of 43. The clouds will continue to dissipate tomorrow, but the temperature will be cooler than the past few days with the high only reaching 59. Sunday will be mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high of 65. Overnight lows for the weekend will be in the lower 40s. A daily rainfall record not seen in 70 years was broken Thursday in Dallas-Fort Worth as rounds of rain and thunderstorms moved across the area. As of 8:20 last night, nearly 2.5 inches of rain were recorded at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. That's according to Daniel Huckabee, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's office in Fort Worth. The previous record was 1.12 inches in 1947. Parts of Dallas County are under a flood warning as rainfall persists. The Weather Service noted that some places that will experience flooding include Dallas, Richardson, University Park, and White Rock Lake. Delays also have been reported at North Texas airports. In other news, officials said a teacher who has taught in multiple North Texas school districts was arrested earlier this week and is facing a sexual assault of a child charge. On Tuesday, Northwest Independent School District officials were notified by the Tarrant County Sheriff's Department that authorities had arrested 32-year-old David Goggins, a teacher at Gene Pike Middle School, according to a note that the district sent out to families at the campus, which said the conduct allegedly occurred before he was employed in Northwest ISD, and Northwest ISD had no knowledge of the allegations at the time he was hired or while he was actively teaching in the district. Goggins has been placed on administrative leave and does not have access to the district's schools and facilities. And Frisco school trustees want to negotiate with Attorney General Ken Paxton's office after a recent lawsuit filed against the district claiming it broke state election laws. During an emergency meeting Thursday afternoon, Frisco ISD General Counsel Esther Colney noted the district is in contact with other lawyers across the state who represent schools sued over similar allegations. The public school districts have significant concerns about potential overreach from Paxton's office and the broadening of what illegal electioneering looks like under the current definition of state laws, Colney said. Paxton accused Frisco administrators of using official resources to urge people to vote in favor of a certain policy ahead of the primary elections last week, according to the lawsuit. The district is among a handful of Texas schools Paxton's office accused of illegal electioneering ahead of Tuesday's primary elections. Others include Denton, Castleberry, Denison, and Aledo in North Texas, along with Hutto north of Austin and Huffman northeast of Houston. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.